Welcome to Coffee and Combos, the fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game community. I'm your host, Tyler, and with me is no one. This is a very special, or not so special, version of Coffee and Combos, where it's just going to be a solo show with yours truly today. The Coffee Commander is out. Because it's a Canadian Thanksgiving long weekend. And it's just me to give you an episode that we haven't given you in a while. So buckle in. Because it's going to be a doozy. It'll be a doozy. This episode we have round one. We're going to talk about Terminator in Mortal Kombat 11. All the costumes coming. A little bit of May and also Axel Lowe trailer. In round two, we'll do some tournament catch-up, or maybe we'll just talk about the Southeast Asia majors. And then round three, I'll give us some listener mail. Awesome. Let's get underway with round number one.
Oh, is it starting?
All right, let's talk about Mortal Kombat 11 and the addition of the T-800. In the game, this is the Terminator crossover, where we get the old-ass Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in with his jank-ass animations. So, if you are a, Fighting Pass, Fighter Pass member, so you got the Season Pass for Mortal Kombat 11, you should be able to play Terminator, because he came out on the 8th. Carter and I were discussing this, but it seems like the T-800 has a lot of stuff borrowed from Jason Voorhees in, like, Mortal Kombat X. He's got that slow armored walk when he is just the exoskeleton. He also has that resurrect, right, into round two. If you, in one of his variations, he becomes the exoskeleton. And then he only has access to, like, punches and kicks or something. It's weird. But fan service-y, I guess. Everyone's going to be playing him. I don't know, you know, it's Arnold. But it's not Arnold. Why, oh why, did you get the likeness of Arnold Schwarzenegger and then you didn't get him to voice the T-800? He sounds like a Arnold impersonator, but he's bored. Or he sounds like your friend David that you said, hey, David's really good at an Arnold impersonation. Do Arnold. And then he's like, oh, not again. So then he does it, but his heart's not in it, you know? I don't know. Let's talk about these costumes that are coming alongside the T-800. We have weird tie-in costumes that aren't really tie-in costumes because of licensing issues. I don't know what's going on here. So we're getting Cyborg Hunter Sonya, which might as well just be Linda Hamilton Sonya. But they can't say that. They can't call her Sarah Connor, even though he mentions there's like a cute little interaction between them, between Terminator and Sonya Blade, where he says Sarah Connor, and she's like, no. It's like, okay, well then, whatever. Next up, we have Cash Machine Kano, which is just like a silly robot thing. He looks weird. At first, I thought it was Jax in like a big suit, but it's Kano. And then we have some tie-in that's just not there at all. An old Johnny Cage favorite, Red Carpet Johnny Cage, where he's dressed up in like a tuxedo. And he looks awesome. All of the color variations are just different dope tuxedos. Sweet. And then we got a weird one. And then we have a DC Comics tie-in with Cassie Cage, where she's Harley Quinn. Is this just... Are they going to do more of these? Is this just like a, you know, set up so if you're wearing a costume, you'll have a weird interaction with Joker coming out later? Not my cup of tea. I don't really like it. I don't know what else there is to say about Terminator other than he's looks cool. I don't know. I'm a Terminator fan. I think he looks really cool. I've been seeing some insane combos come out of him, like 70%ers. I have seen everyone making memes out of his low kick, his weird anti-air low kick, where it looks like his leg just bends like 45 degrees at the knee up in the air. I don't know. Oh, alongside in their combat cast, when they were talking about Terminator, they were talking about adding a third variation and moving some of the moves around in variations to get more tournament play, I'm guessing. They also talked about a new mode called Team Raid, where it's like, you know, when those towers would pop up and then you'd hop in with you and three friends or you and two randoms and you'd spam Bo Raicho farts and missiles and things at a boss that had a lot of health and did a shitload of damage. Yeah, they're just kind of making that a mode, which is cool because I really liked those. Yeah, cool. Good stuff. Let's talk about moving on from Mortal Kombat. I would really like to talk about the May trailer. This might be old news to everyone, but we're behind. And it also will tie in to the new Axel trailer that we just got. So, this May trailer. Everyone, this is May. She's got a big old sweater on now, and she has a killer whale or just big old orca that has like an eye patch. I don't know if she had that before. Yeah, she looks like standard May. All of her moves look like they have a lot of weight to it with this new animation, lighting, style, and shit. Again, this game looks so fucking beautiful. It blows my mind. Yeah, it's May. Cool. Next up, we have Axel, who was just shown at SEA Major. He looks great. He has pants on now. Whoa. He ditched his jorts, and he's now wearing pants, and he has like a plaid vest over top. I can't remember if he had the plaid vest or if that was just like tied around his waist in the old one or something, but he looks really cool. It seems like the animations for his chains, I don't know what you'd call that weapon, for his chains and his little sickle on the end or whatever. Whatever they're doing, if this is like a new engine or something, just the motion of his chains during his animations has got to be the worst for an animator, because it looks incredible. He also has a big old clothesline. I don't remember this at all in Exard Revelator 2 or something. Did he always have this giant clothesline? Hello? It looks awesome. He fucking comes in stone cold WWE style. Just destroys him, by God. Yeah, he looks about the same though. He's got, you know, all the good moves. His fiery DP is still there. Yeah, his super looks great. He looks great. His hair looks great, as always. You know, classic Axel. Except for with the pants, so he looks cooler. Alright guys, let's play some tournament catch up here in round 2. This is going to be tough because we're going to go back a few weeks. Everyone, dig deep. Dig deep into your mind. Bring back all those tourney memories, because we're going to be talking about a ton of tournaments actually. Let's start off. I won't take too long on these. I'll probably just go through sort of grand finals, winners and losers, maybe top three for some of these, because I'm stretching far back. I just want to talk about a few things specifically on some of these tournaments, so let's just dive right in. Let's talk about Rev Major. I want to specifically talk about Tekken 7 here for a second. First place was Lohi. Second place was Nobi in Grand Finals. Shaheen-Dragunov kind of matchup. Shaheen. We got two of them in this top eight. In third place, we had Gen playing a Shaheen as well. He's looking so good in Season 3. And it's cool to see a Shaheen. You don't really see a Shaheen. I mean, he's kind of vanilla, right? He's a little boring, but I don't know. Whatever. Lohi took that Tekken 7 at Rev Majors. I want to talk about who came in 8th place, which was iMusician playing Yoshimitsu. This is a guy to look out for because he just, it's Yoshimitsu. No one uses Yoshimitsu, and this guy was just using his whole move list and doing it very successfully. It was so awesome. Everyone, keep your eyes out for iMusician because he's great, and I hope he plays more and places higher than top 8. Let's talk about Dragon Ball Fighters at Rev Majors real quick. We also had, this is going to be a pattern, I think, showing up later on. Fenric took the first spot in Grand Finals, so he won. Fenric won, took it. Second place, Mado. Third place, Matoy. Just keep that in mind, Fenric. Let's go to Street Fighter V and Rev Majors. Tachikawa playing Colin against Jamsei on Colin and G. Tachikawa took it. That's about it for Rev Majors that I want to talk about. Let's go to 1 Esports Tokyo Invite, because I also would like to talk about how cool team tournaments are. I love this 3v3 format. It's so awesome. It goes real long, so it's like, you know, set aside your day if you want to watch this. But I love it. It's so cool. It's like shaking up the formula that you would normally watch. You know, whatever. Let's talk about Street Fighter V Team Bonchan, which consisted of Bonchan, Kui Kui, and Gachi Kuni. Bonchan, Team Bonchan took it. Bonchan sticking with Sagat, which was awesome. I watched the sort of ending to this Grand Finals. Bonchan throwing out fireballs like he didn't give a shit. It's like, what? My God. Maybe he just knew that he had people to fall back on and he was kind of just trying whatever, but he ended up beating Team Korea. They won against Team Korea, who consisted of Verloren, Siguos, and NL. I believe the final match was a Cammy against Sagat. Yeah, okay. Let's move on to Tekken 7 because I want to talk about one person. Gio Taru on Team Japan. He, not someone I really know, but he showed up and he played a mean Noctis, which is, if you guys listened to the podcast before, you know we are never really on the up and ups with Noctis. And watching him play Noctis and just, like, destroy so many people. He did, he was looking really, really bad for Team South Korea for a while, consisting of Chanel Rangchu and Ulsan, Team Japan, Gio Taru, Gen, and Double. He took out Chanel and Rangchu, and then Ulsan had to do a big old team kill, or what Carter and I call the reverse all kill. Gio Taru on Noctis. Don't let Carter hear me say this, but I wanted to play Noctis after this. He made him look really good. He was incredible. But in the end, Ulsan, even though he was last on his team, took out everyone on Team Japan and won it for Team South Korea. Let's move on. We're getting to the more recent stuff. Let's talk about CEO Taku 2019. Now, we have a lot of games here, so I'm only going to go through the top three winners. Let's start right down the list. Undernight in Birth EXE Latest. Who took it? It was a Wagner. It was Dramatics Red Blade on Wagner against Trill in second place, who was playing Chaos, the boy with the book. And then in third place, we had Hiari on Linne. Let's move to Guilty Gear. In first place, we had Teresa on Jam against Elfelt. Teresa won with Jam. It's awesome to see Teresa just do their thing, you know? Jam was looking so good, and it's always nice to see an Elfelt lose. In third place, we had Deb on Soul. Cat Peon's Deb. Cat Peon. God, that threw me off. I thought I said caption. For Samurai Showdown, first place, Kizzy K on Shizumaru. And second place, Lord Jimmy Bones. We're playing Charlotte or Yukio in the grand finals. Lord Jimmy Bones, top tier name. That's what I'm taking away from this. In third place, we had TSB's Al Zarath on Jubei. Solid Shizumaru play. It's cool to see this new character come up and Kizzy K just, I don't know, win. It was great. Blaze Blue Cross Tag, Crescent's Shinku took first place with a Yang Ruby team. Second place, Tempest Romeo on Yu and Waldstein. Great and good old Cross Tag. Third place was Boss on a Mitsuru and Yuzuriha. Now that's a duo. Well, let's go to Blaze Blue, something that Carter and I have been dabbling in recently. Beta Dude, first place on Ragna. And then second place, you had DLZ on Susan O. Susan O-O? Man, how do you pronounce that name? Come on. Susan O. Okay, let's stop talking about Susan. And then in third place, we had PGSKD using Izayoi, which is like, come on, just use Tsubaki, man. She's way cooler. Let's move to Dragon Ball FighterZ. Who do we think took Dragon Ball FighterZ? It was the one, the only, Sonic Fox. First place, Sonic Fox using his base Vegeta, Kid Buu, Kid Goku. Everyone's bringing the kids on. Because in second place, Nakiel also had adult Gohan, Kid Buu, Kid Goku. It's like, huh. So, Grand Finals is just almost a mirror match. And then we had ASAP Ricky in third place with Android 21, Kid Goku, and Broly. Whoa, mixing things up. Let's move to one of the smaller tournaments, but I watched it and I was loving it. Skullgirl's second encore. Sonic Fox also taking that one with his double. Everyone's using double. Double's good. I guess not everyone's using double, but a lot of people are using double. She's great. Sonic Fox took it. Second place was Cloud. And then we had Dakil Sage in third place. I just want to shout out his Sarabella. Awesome. Also Cloud Sarabella. I just like watching Sarabella because that's the one person that I remember actually being able to do stuff with in Skullgirls. There's a lot of these small tournaments I'm going to skip, but I want to touch on Soul Calibur 6 real quick. MT Fighter first place on Zhonghua, and then second place we had Count Ravioli. Oh shit, that's a good name. With an Astaroth. And then third place, Party Wolf on a Cassandra and a Grow. That was about it for CEO Taku. What else did we have? What just happened? Oh, Southeast Asia Majors 2019. We had the Capcom Pro Tour Regional Street Fighter 5 Asia Finals. Is that right? Am I remembering this right? Fujimura, first place on Ibuki against Tokido's Akuma, who took second place. Third place was Fudo on Birdie. The Grand Finals, it was no reset or anything. Fujimura just took out Tokido 3-1. Next up, we had another Street Fighter V tournament, which confused me. Fujimura took 7th, or was tied for 7th place and 8th place. So he's nowhere near the top. I mean, nowhere near, but he's near the top. You know what I mean. First place was Fudo. So he had a little bit of a glow up. And from 3rd place to 1st place on his birdie and our Mika. 2nd place was Gachikun with Rashid. And then in 3rd place, Kichi Pamu on Zangief. Now, you don't see Zangiefs a lot, but SPD for the win. He just pile-drived everyone to hell and back. Let's move on to Dragon Ball FighterZ. Remember I said, hey, don't forget, Fenric took it and on that last tournament. And he did again. He first place with his Cell Kid Goku and Vegeta. Second place was BNBBN on Kid Buu, Bardock, Kid Goku. Like I'm saying, everyone's using the kids. It's all for the kids. God. Guys, I know that character variety is important. And why is everyone playing the kids? Are they really that good? Kid Goku, is he really that good? He's on like almost every team. I guess maybe I should play and find out. In third, we had B. Great name. Just solid. B. Let's go to Soul Calibur 6. Because we had a Valdo and Aswell player take it. Yutoto in first place. Second place, Shen Chan on Cervantes and Kilik. Third place, we had Shen Lin playing Siegfried. I wanted Kamizono on Sungmina to win because Sungmina was the only person I really played. But sadly, they were fourth. Let's talk about Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator 2. Sumito on Chip versus Kazunoko's Raven. This is good. In third place, we had a Baiken. So if you want to watch any Baiken play, high-level Baiken play, Southeast Asia Majors, recently, very recently happened. It was this weekend. So, you know, Baiken. Cool. We had Samurai Showdown, which was Kazunoko taking it with his Yoshitora. And second place, we had Snowdrop on his Jubei in the finals. Snowdrop played a bunch of people. Yashimaru, Shiki, Rimururu. But his Jubei at the end, he was I don't know. He was like playing it weird. He should have popped Rage earlier. I don't know if he was feeling like really confident and then just kind of, yeah, I don't know. You guys should watch it. It was like a tense thing happening at the end there. I do want to talk about third place's VGD, who was taking Kyoshiro pretty far. Kyoshiro considered garbage at the beginning of the game, and then after that patch he got, you know, a good glow up. I don't know what else to say about him. But it was cool that we got some Kyoshiro in our top four. I just want to say Undernight SEO or CEO Seo on Byakuya against Tinkle's Phonon. That was a pretty good grand final. drops a combo at the end, but he still takes it. It was pretty crazy. Blaze Blue Cross Tag. Fenric took that as well with his Mitsuru and his Yuzu. And then second place was Noble with Carmen Batista. There was a little Tekken 7 action going on as well. So Land94 playing Julia took it against Mad Rush. Mad Rush second place. And then third place Sidestep Lance. Fourth place we had CJB Medan on Lars and Shaheen. That's about it for tournaments. If you guys want to check out any of that stuff, of course, you can always just find them on like Twitter, Twitch. Watch those VODs. Don't go to people's bootleg YouTube channels. Alrighty. All right, guys, let's move to listener mail. This is where you guys have written in to listenermailcc@gmail.com. And you sent us your, what, questions, comments, concerns? I'm going to only read a few here. And let's start here with Louis. I remember last episode we asked you guys if there was anything we could do to improve, something that you guys wanted to see more from us. Louis showed up and he said he wants some merch with CNC logo, maybe rat sponge mason jars. Of course, we did talk about that. Fight stick art too. That one's neat. That one's cool. Get like a Coffee and Goblins fight stick art that you could throw on your stick. Dope. He says he loves it when we go over tourneys. Maybe more guest appearances from prominent members of the FGC if we can swing it. That's tough. For me, logistically, just speaking sort of behind the scenes, the only one interview we did with Majin Obama, he was in Japan. So the time was weird. We didn't have a good program to record. We would like them, truly. We'd like more guests, but it's just tough. Just stick more casual, you know? Carter and I just, you know, Carter says a dumb joke and I hate him for it instead of guests. So, you know, look at that good trade-off you get. Less guests, more bad jokes from Carter. Thanks for writing in, Louie. Next up, we had Michael. He said, hey, guys, if you had to build your own underdog sponsorship company, which players would you sign to represent you? Only rule is you can't take already sponsored players. Would you take them based off of their skill only or personality and public image as well? Thanks, Michael. This one's a big one, but if I'm thinking about Coffee and Combos, the dream would be that this makes enough revenue so that we can actually put some of that back into the community, which would be awesome. And yeah, I don't know. I'd sponsor someone not just purely based off of skill only. Yeah, there's, of course, you know, you pick the person that you think is best, but like, there would be a few players. I would definitely go for Canadian over anything else, just for, you know, repping the home kind of thing. But yeah, that would be like the dream if this actually made money and then we could just throw that back at like someone else and pay for their flight over or something like that to go to a tournament that they normally wouldn't go to. Also, thank you, Michael, for your suggestions for the podcast. Great. Basically, you guys, overall, the community wants merch and the restreams of tournaments and stuff. That's not too bad. We can pull off restreams. We're looking into merch more, but, you know, digital storefronts and shit. God, they're the worst. They're the worst. Why is everything expensive? Why does everything cost money? Makes me sad. All right, everyone, thank you so much for writing in, Michael, Louis, everyone else with your suggestions for the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you guys wanted to write in, you can also go again to listenermailcc@gmail.com and send in your questions, and we might read them on the show. I'm going to go over Tekken God Prime Challenge real quick. Carter's not here, so I can say he sucks. He's the worst. His king is bad. It's great to just have this sort of platform, you know, to shit talk him when he's not around to defend himself. My Eddie, I was going to say he's good, but he's also pretty bad. I haven't played in a while. God, I'm scared of online Tekken. And Eddie, he's just in the middle of the roster being not great and not bad. Ah, God, I'll have to talk to Carter about what he's thinking about King and if he's played in any more ranked. But in the end, I'm the best. My Eddie's the best. And eventually, I'll win this thing. What do I got? A few more months left until the end of the year? 2 months? 2.5? Man. Oh, God. Just thinking about ranked Tekken, just it hurts me. It hurts me. I don't have a what were you thinking for this week. Okay, that's about that. Does it. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Commas. We'll be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music is done by the incomparable at AM Aeroplane on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Coffee and Combos. You can follow me at TyrosCC. You can follow Carter at CartyCombos. And our website is coffeeandcombos.com. If you have any feedback for the show, please send it over to listenermailcc@gmail.com, and you know where to find us. And we will see you next week.